right, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday Night Overcomers Club. I am not Pastor James, Pastor Karen, but we praise, worship, and glorify the holy name. I'll say Pastor James's line because that's why we're here. We're here to praise God, to worship Him, and to glorify His name. So why don't we all do a USP? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, please cleanse me of all unrighteousness. According to your word in 1 John 1:9. Let's go ahead and establish the kingdom of God where we're at. And the Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we establish the kingdom of God and all the locations in Jesus' name. We bind up any hindrances in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the anointing is so strong on us tonight that we get refreshed. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. And that as we saturate in your word and the power in the name of Jesus, that chains break, that we get revelation that we have been seeking for, that we get answers to prayers that we have been praying, and that we get a refreshing for our souls and a joy that only comes from spending time in your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start the music. Sorry about that. Give me one moment. I had a technical challenge. Sorry, guys. One more time. Did anyone hear that? None? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
Cause God is holding.
My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome, you have overcome.
hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. He didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater.
Jesus Christ, my His name. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. And He will answer you. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. Whisper His name, and He will come to you. Call out His name. Call out His name. Call out His name, and He will come to you. Call out His name. Call out His name. Call out His name, and He will come to you. Shout out His name.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I saw Jesus visit each and every one of you and put his hand on your shoulder. And I don't know about you, but I feel the anointing really strong. How many of you feel the anointing where you're at? When I was praying and asking God, I was asking the Lord what kind of songs he wanted us to do tonight. He said just to pick the songs that glorify his name, to glorify the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. And it is through the name of Jesus that we are overcomers. It is all through Jesus. So the Pastor James and Pastor Karen wanted us to do the War Room affirmations. And they wanted us to really say it from our heart. And because there's power in a group intercession, there's power in group affirmations. So I don't know what everyone's going through this week, whatever challenges you may have been going through. Let's say these together. I'm going to allow everyone to go ahead and to unmute. I'm going to share my screen. Everyone see that okay?
Yes.
Yes.
So we stopped at 19 last week and we're going to continue. We stopped at 21. We're going to continue at 22. And as we say these, we're saying these over our church. We're saying this over our family. We're saying this over not just ourselves, but we're interceding for ABC Body of Christ. So we're here at 633. Even though it's not AM, it's PM, but we are still together. We're unified. So let's go ahead and say these together. And let's just agree that whatever challenges that we're having, whatever we're going through, that through the power of the name of Jesus, that they're going to be eradicated in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, our blood
sugar and chemistry are healthy, normal, and processed
blood sugar properly.
In the name of Jesus, our blood pressure and pulse are healthy, normal.
In the name of Jesus,
every radiation, drug, poison,
hormone, steroid, explosion, anything
with potentially harmful before it comes into contact.
Our bodies,
every microorganism, every microorganism, in the name,
in the name of Jesus,
no evil blood of Satan, of animal,
harm us.
In the name of Jesus,
nothing of the earth,
the water, the heavens, the storms, sinkholes, cataclysms, terrorism, cyber warfare,
Real quick, we're going to do it one at a time. I'm sorry. I was getting lost with where everyone is at. I think it'd be better if we, if I say it and everyone repeats it, okay?
Okay.
I said ladies because I heard Frida. I heard Carol. I heard your voices. Okay. Where were we at? We were at, which number was it?
27.
27? Okay. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Of the earth.
Under the earth.
Wind, fire, water.
Wind, fire, water.
Nor the heavenlies.
Nor the heavenlies.
Harm us. The storms.
Which include storms.
Fires.
Hurricanes.
Earthquakes.
Floods.
Mudslides.
Cataclysmic events.
Terrorism.
Cyber attacks.
Biowarfare.
Nuclear bombs.
Pandemics.
Or any other disasters or calamities. In the name of Jesus. No evil shall befall us.
Our properties.
All that pertain to us. In the name of Jesus. According to Exodus 23:25-26. God blesses. Everything we eat.
Drink and use topically.
Reservoirs where the water comes from.
That we use.
In the name of Jesus. All vitamins. Supplements.
Medications. Are blessed by God.
Do us good.
With no negative side effects.
In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us. Or ABC Church. Shall prosper. Urogenital. Reproductive.
Hormonal systems.
Have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And they are healthy.
Healed. Whole. And restored.
In the name of Jesus. Our hair. Health. Fullness. Color. Texture.
And regrowth. Our youth.
In the name of Jesus. Our skin and complexion. Have the health.
Fullness. Color.
And texture. Of our youth. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Our bodies. Are free. Cancers of all cancers. Tumors.
Cysts.
Warts.
And abnormal growths.
In the name of Jesus. Our brains and bodies. Are free of strokes. Paralysis.
All their effects.
We are the righteousness of God.
Christ Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We keep the word of God. We shall be alive.
We shall be alive.
And remain.
And remain.
Jesus returns.
When Jesus returns.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Our youth.
Our youth.
Metabolism.
And metabolism.
Have been renewed.
Have been renewed.
As the eagles.
As the eagles.
We have been healed.
We have been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are always in the right place.
We are always in the right place.
At the right time.
At the right time.
Never in the wrong place.
Never in the wrong place.
At the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every mode of transportation.
Every mode of transportation.
We use.
We use.
It's protected.
Is protected.
Everywhere we go.
Everywhere we go.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have divine immunity.
We have divine immunity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have divine protection.
We have divine protection.
Over our finances.
Over our finances.
Identity.
Identity.
Belongings.
Belongings.
Computers.
Which includes computers.
Mobile phones.
Mobile phones.
Electronic equipment.
Electronic equipment.
All properties.
All properties.
Anything concerning us.
And anything concerning us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The wealth of the sinner.
The wealth of the sinner.
Has been transferred to ABC.
Has been transferred to ABC.
And members.
And church and members.
And members.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The windows of heaven.
The windows of heaven.
Have been opened.
Have been opened.
All ABC tithers.
All ABC tithers.
And the devourer.
And the devourer.
Has been rebuked by God.
Has been rebuked by God.
On our behalf.
On our behalf.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
An abundance of money.
An abundance of money.
Comes to ABCers.
Comes to ABCers.
Today and every day.
Today and every day.
We have been made rich.
We have been made rich.
By the poverty of Jesus.
By the poverty of Jesus.
So we always have an abundance.
So we always have an abundance of liquid assets.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We shall live in health.
We shall live in health.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Power.
And power.
Until Jesus returns.
Until Jesus returns.
Jesus returns.
Amen.
Amen. We agree.
Amen.
Well, who has we have a time for if anyone has a quick 1 minute testimony of anyone to share how any of these affirmations have helped you throughout this week. If anyone's been saying them, even if it's just even a USP. Any testimonies? Well, I have testimony. Just it's I'm glad to know that we can say a USP and that we can ask God to cleanse us of our sins and we're washed white as snow. So that's a testimony itself, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
With that, we will go into communion. Everyone, please let's do a USP.
In the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins according to 1 John 1:9. As you said in your word, if I ask for forgiveness of my sins, you will forgive me of my sins and bring me back under the protection of the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Father, first of all, rest upon me and over me. In Jesus' name.
Well, Gwen and Peter, can go ahead and do communion. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm doing the bread. But last Sunday, after our time of praying in the Spirit, Pastor James asked if anyone had gotten anything from the Lord. And I did, but it wasn't for then, it was for communion. And I wasn't doing communion last Sunday, I'm doing communion, the bread, tonight. But what God showed me in a special way was the importance of the Holy Scriptures. He ordained and directed the writers of all the scriptures, all the books of the Bible, to write them. He dictated to them how to write them, what to say. He intended for them to write them, each one of them. And he intended for them to be passed down as Holy Scripture to every believer in every age from then until he returns. And so as we partake of communion, we follow 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26, where Paul said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this
is my body.'" Audio, what happened?
Gwen?
I can't hear him. Can anybody else hear?
No.
No, Peter disappeared, actually.
No, he's there.
On the screen.
Audio.
I'm sorry, I forgot to unmute.
We heard him. We heard
everything.
Everything until you partook of the bread. This was the last part.
Oh, okay, well.
Okay, I don't know how I became muted again.
I don't know either.
Okay,
that was a beautiful
kick into the bread.
It was a beautiful word, Peter, the Lord gave you. Gwen?
Okay. So in the name of Jesus, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:25 that in the same manner, Jesus took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me." So, Lord, we thank you for this, your blood, this cup of blessing that you shed for us, that we could be made clean, redeemed from the curse of the law. We thank you, Lord, for your word says that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, that we proclaim your death until you come again. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that because of your blood, we have been set free and we are yours and you're ours. And as we serve you, it says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we thank you, Lord, that each of us has been set free. And so now we receive this, your precious blood. And we receive, along with this blood, every benefit, every blessing, and every promise that you shed your blood for us to have. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
We pray and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Peter and Gwen. That was a wonderful word you got, Peter. I don't know if you heard me. And who would like to do communion for next? Why raise your hand at once? I'll call on you. Mm-hmm. Denise, would you like to do communion next week? Your camera's on, so I figure I'd ask you.
Yes.
Carol, you want to do communion with Denise?
I don't know where I'm going to be if I'll have access to the Zoom, but right, Denise, I was answering for Denise. Yes. I'll be traveling unless the Lord says differently. So I would say yes, absolutely, but I'm going to defer until another time.
Okay. Who would like to do communion next week as well? I'll pick on you. Don't make me.
I can do it.
Deborah? Okay. Good. All right. All right. Sharon, is Sharon still on? Sharon Crane, would you like to close in prayer? Are you able to? If not, Susan, would you like to close in prayer? You are muted. There you go.
Well, thank you, Father, for this time for us to gather together around your name and worship you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and all that you have done for us. We're so grateful to you for you, Lord, and for this time we have together to worship you and fellowship with one another. And so we just praise your name and thank you. And I pray, Father, for each and every one of us, for your presence to be with us the rest of the week, and that you would lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, and that your peace would rest upon each and every one of us, and that we would just worship you and give you glory and praise for all that you're doing and all that you've done in our lives. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you very much. And let me go ahead and turn the recording off. Frida and I will be doing after service prayer. If anyone would like to stay on,